This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A report prepared by Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyatt stops short of calling for the closing of an Enbridge Energy pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. It does call for closer state oversight of energy pipelines and larger fines for violations. David Holtz is chairman of the Executive Committee for the Sierra Club of Michigan. He's going to give us some reaction. David Holtz, thank you for being with us.
Good to be here.
The statement that you put out after the report was released says that the report appears to offer the potential for eventual relief from the threat of Enbridge's pipelines through the Straits of Mackinac, but it leaves the Great Lakes drinking water sources and northern Michigan's tourist economy unacceptably vulnerable to a catastrophic pipeline rupture. Why do you think it leaves all of those things vulnerable?
Well, I think the report got it about half right. It acknowledges in the document the threat posed by 23 million gallons a day of crude oil coming through the Straits of Mackinac and the threat to the Great Lakes, the aging pipelines. They admit that the call that we've been making and others of the need to shut down Line 5 through the Straits is based on, you know, the age of the pipeline and Enbridge's track record and threat to the Great Lakes. They acknowledge that that is a valid concern. And they say the state has the law on its side, that they could go to court and force Enbridge to close the pipeline, decommission it. But they put off to the future any decision to really do anything like closing the pipeline or any of the other actions that they're recommending. If the report were a book, it would be praised for an exciting plot, a truly threatening villain in Enbridge. But at the end, the hero rides off into the sunset without saving the day, leaving a trail of promises. So, you know, it's a good report as far as it goes.
Beyond the Straits of Mackinac, how big of a threat is there currently in the state of Michigan that we could have another ruptured pipeline similar to what happened in Kalamazoo or on the Kalamazoo River near Marshall in 2010 when there was a massive oil spill there?
The threat's there. I mean, the Sierra Club, for example, is in federal court right now regarding an Enbridge pipeline that runs through the Huron-Manistee National Forest, which just received a permit without going through environmental reviews that we think were appropriate. All pipelines leak. You know, there's no case where oil pipelines don't leak. So that any presence of any pipeline is going to mean that you're running the risk of a rupture or a spill. And one of the problems that we have in dealing with this risk is that we rely almost 100% on the industry to police itself in terms of safety inspections and the technology used and the results that are reported. These aren't readily available to the public. And the federal agency that oversees pipeline safety, it's widely known, doesn't do a very good job of policing these pipelines. So it just leaves any area that has an oil pipeline vulnerable to a problem like took place in Battle Creek and along the Kalamazoo River.
If all pipelines leak, as you say, is the solution then to try to find a way to have fewer pipelines? I imagine you're in favor of that. But are there other sort of safeguards, places that pipelines should be constructed if we are just going to acknowledge that, yes, at some point, no matter how well built a pipeline is, it will leak?
You know, first, the starting point for Sierra Club is fossil fuels should be kept in the ground and that we should be moving toward other energy sources other than fossil fuels. So, you know, we think that pipelines are part of the problem in the global sense with the way we use energy. And the way we approach issues like pipelines is we take the position that within the context of current regulations and rules and laws, there needs to be a pretty strict standard for ensuring that the pipelines that we have are operated safely. And it's just, you know, the Attorney General, I think, said himself that if you were going to construct a pipeline today, you would not put that pipeline through the Great Lakes. through the Straits of Mackinac. But that begs the question of why then are we allowing that pipeline to continue to exist?
A spokesperson for Enbridge, which owns that Line 5 pipeline, also owns the pipeline which burst on the Kalamazoo River in 2010, said that heavy crude oil has not been shipped through that line, nor was it ever planned to be shipped through the pipeline. Does that make any difference in your mind about the future of that pipeline or any others?
Enbridge has said that it doesn't ship heavy crude, tar sands, heavy crude through that pipeline. It does ship tar sands oil, synthetic crude oil through it. It ships light crude through it. It's great that they're not shipping tar sands, heavy crude oil through that pipeline. But there's two things to say about that. Number one, while it's really good public relations for the state to say that it won't allow Enbridge to ship heavy crude through that pipeline, there isn't any heavy crude being shipped through that pipeline now, number one. And number two, if they attempt to stop Enbridge from shipping heavy crude sometime down in the future, there's almost no doubt that Enbridge would assert that the state doesn't have authority to tell it what kind of oil that it can send through the pipeline, that is the federal regulatory agency role. So it's a nice sentiment for the state to express that as a matter of policy, but it's more of a public relations issue right now than it is a real issue.
Other environmental groups reacted to this report in some different ways. The National Wildlife Federation put out a statement from Mike Schreiberg saying that the report set a framework for a broader conversation about options for transporting fossil fuels in environmentally, socially, and economically responsible ways. You yourself said that the report got it about half right. So what do you see out of this report which is positive and might be something that could be worth a broader conversation about transporting oil and energy and those sort of things?
Well, I think the best thing the report does is really document what Sierra Club and other groups and citizens have been saying all along, which is that these pipelines are a big threat to the Great Lakes, and they do that in very frank terms. It's a remarkable report from the standpoint of really not whitewashing the threat that these pipelines pose. And in that regard, it really does a great service because then it starts focusing the discussion around that pipeline on the solutions. Everyone, perhaps with the exception of Enbridge, agrees on the problem now. And it does a reasonably good job of outlining some of the solutions. It calls for looking at alternatives to the pipeline through the Straits. Where it falls down is that if you believe, as we do, that pipeline poses an immediate threat to the Great Lakes and the economy of northern Michigan and drinking water sources, then the appropriate thing for the state to be doing right now is to act on that immediate threat, go to court, force Enbridge to shut down that pipeline, and then look at the alternatives for shipping oil.
Let me bring this back again to that Kalamazoo River oil spill from 5 years ago. According to the report, that Enbridge pipeline bursting changed the way that state officials viewed the pipeline that runs along the floor of the Straits of Mackinac. Do you see that in the report, that there is some sort of change in how state officials are approaching that or pipeline safety in general?
Well, I don't know if there's been a change in the culture of state oversight on pipelines. What I can say is that the report clearly cites Enbridge's track record in Kalamazoo. In the report, they cite this as a reason for looking at that pipeline being closed down in the Straits. And the other issue, and this goes to the overall situation with Enbridge in Michigan, is that the state is having trouble getting safety inspection information and documentation that would give them a better idea of just what the risk is, not just of the pipelines through the Straits, but pipelines throughout the state. That secrecy issue is acknowledged in this report.
David Holtz, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
David Holtz is chairman of the executive committee for the Sierra Club of Michigan. Links with more information and a longer version of the interview with David Holtz can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.